From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In The Painted Veil, Edward Norton and Naomi Watts play the roles of Dr. Walter Fane and his unfaithful wife, Kitty. They are an English couple in China in the 1920s.
I'd like to say something to you. I came to see you to ask you if you'll marry me.
You could knock me down with a feather.
Could you not tell that I'm in love with you?
You never showed it.
The film, which opened last week, is the third attempt to breathe cinematic life into Somerset Maugham's novel about marriage and infidelity. This time, the Fanes share starring roles with a character that was only in the background before, China. The Painted Veil was filmed in China. It was a co-production with the Chinese film industry. The Chinese countryside, where Dr. Fane goes to study a cholera epidemic, is the real Chinese countryside. For Edward Norton, who studied some Chinese history at Yale, that was much of the attraction of making The Painted Veil. And he says filming in China made it easier to make a movie about being in China.
As an actor, a lot of times you work on a film and you can't help but be, you're combating the artifice of it that's present all around you. And very rarely does the actual experience of making the film in any way feed into what the film is about. But in this case, we were far from home. We were working across the frustrations of translation. And that's very much what the film is about. That's what the what the characters are going through. So there was an interesting parallel experience in that.
China in the 20s is this panoramic setting of the story of The Painted Veil. But the story, and it's huge, it's vast, but the story itself is a very small, intimate, personal story.
Well, it's like Sidney Pollack, I think, famously said that all great films are really love stories, and I think that that's certainly true in this case. It's at core, as you said, set against a very epic backdrop. This is very much a story of, I think, the way that a man and a woman struggle through forgiveness to get back to love in their relationship. John calls it a relationship in reverse. The story of a relationship.
John
Curran,
the director, says it. Yeah,
and I thought it was a great line. He said it the first time we met, and it was one of the things that really made me feel that he understood the story sort of profoundly. Because I think what Somerset Maugham's really getting at with his title, The Painted Veil, is that all of us often we really fall in love with the illusions we have about a person as much as who they really are, and that I think is in some sense the painted veil that's in front of our vision of the truth. And when our illusions get torn away, it can be a process of disenchantment and pain.
I'm afraid that you have thought me a bigger fool than I am.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you?
In this scene, Norton's character confronts his wife with her adultery.
It's comic. When I think about how hard I've tried to make you happy, debasing myself, acting as though I was as thrilled as you by the latest gossip, and as vulgar and as ignorant of the world as you are. If you interrupt me again, I'll strangle you. Sit down.
It's the scene, he says, that both he and Naomi Watts were most struck by in the screenplay.
I hope that one day there'd be something more. I was wrong. You don't have it in you.
If a man hasn't what's necessary to make a woman love him, then it's his fault.
It's a scene in which it's two people who just cut right at each other's, weakest spots, and it was really savage.
What did you and Naomi watch? I mean, two excellent actors. What do you say about that? What's the huddle about this scene before you do it?
I think if I remember it, in some sense, it was about how hot does it get and how quickly. How long do these two people attempt to keep it polite? How long does that British civility in sort of, discussing the proper way to handle an affair hold before it breaks down into, that kind of George and Martha, Virginia Woolf type, just lacerating attacks on each other. And the great thing about working with John Curran is he's not afraid to have you try it a lot of different ways. One of the things that was challenging about this film is that we had to work badly out of sequence, and we had to do that scene very early in the process without having really done much of what led up to it. And so there's really nothing you can do but try one a little cooler, one a little hotter, and one still hotter than that, and trust John to find the right pitch for it.
As you were getting involved in making this film, or as you were deciding to do it, did you go back and look at the two previous movie adaptations?
I didn't, actually. I did. I read the script before I read the script. Led me to the book. Mm-hmm. And so I actually didn't go back and watch. I have never seen the Garbo one.
Yeah, I was unaware until preparing to talk with you that there was a Garbo painted veil. And then there was a terrible movie made in the 50s.
Right, The Seventh Sin.
Seventh Sin, yeah.
I don't think any of us felt that the painted veil, any of the previous films, had a presence that made us, reconsider taking it on.
This was not like doing the second Manchurian Candidate, for
no.
example, at this point. No.
No, which I thought the better of.
of books or stories or places that are out there that that you're not currently involved in making a movie. Are there characters you would love to play or stories you would love to be in a movie?
Oh, sure. I mean, I've worked for a few years already on adapting Jonathan Latham's great book Motherless Brooklyn into a film. We're still working on the script of it, which is this sort of a noir story about a detective with Tourette's.
If I came to you, if I were in the movie business and I came to you with a sure thing blockbuster film, it's set in the 28th century and you're in a spaceship and you wear a sort of crinkly forehead or something, do you tell me to get out of your office right away, or might you hear me out?
I hear just about anything out. I never, I'm always looking for something new under the sun. It's hard to find fresh stories, so I never rule anything out. I mean, if someone had come to me and said it the wrong way, a British couple in China, in the 20s, I might have gone snooze, but when I saw this and felt it had the potential to be one of those films with real scale, both emotionally and in the landscape of it, I couldn't resist it.
How often do films come across the desk, or do people stop you and say, guy's a fireman with a bipolar disorder and he's got another...
Right. No, it once you get into the business of making stories professionally, you find that everybody's got one, and a lot of them are good, but you just can't do them all.
But this is a common part of your life, is being pitched ideas for...
Yeah. Everybody's got an idea.
I was going to say,
like, I've been being examined by a doctor and had them, tell me, and I've a great book that they love and think should be a movie, and I've said, give me the good news first, and then let's talk about your story.
Well, Edward Norton, thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure.
That's actor Edward Norton. His new movie, co-starring Naomi Watts, is The Painted Veil. Vale.